Is there biblical support for or against vaccines? You heard that right. We're going to talk about this controversial subject on today's episode of Grace in Focus. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society, and I'm really glad that you've joined us. Now, why would we talk about this subject? Well, because we got a question about it. We're currently answering questions from listeners just like you. If you've got a question, you can send it in to Bob and Sean by zapping us an email at radio@faithalone.org. Well, let's jump right to today's episode with Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar. Here's Grace in Focus.
Thanks for tuning to Grace in Focus. My name's Sean Lazar.
Hi, I'm Bob Wilkin.
And we are taking your questions. Here's a question from Bob. Did you secretly send this
in? No, this is not from me. This is another Bob.
Okay, another Bob. And it says, is there biblical support for vaccines? So on his mind, he's thinking about COVID-19 and the vaccine and the question of whether or not people are going to be forced to take vaccines.
And this may seem like a silly question, but Sharon was talking to a friend of hers. She worked with her at Verizon for many years.
Yeah.
And both Sharon and this gal now are retired. And she was talking to this person and she said, I absolutely will not take a COVID-19 vaccine when it comes out.
Right.
She says, I don't take the flu shot.
Yeah.
And I've met lots of people like that, right? In fact, I went about 10 years without taking the flu vaccine because a lot of these people were saying, oh, these vaccines cause Alzheimer's and things like that.
Right, right.
I've restarted taking the vaccine because in talking with my doctor, I think he's right. It does help and it really doesn't. The evidence is not there to show that it causes that. In fact, you had these issues with your own kids when they were born, right? You had to decide because you had some friends that didn't believe in vaccinating your kids.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of in Christian circles, you know, sometimes you have people who are extremely skeptical about medicine. And so people were telling us, if you vaccinate your kids, they're going to become autistic. And other people are like, that is total nonsense. I don't know what the question is exactly. Is there biblical support for vaccines? I mean, I think there's biblical support for taking common sense kind of health measures. Do we need a command like go see your doctor when you're feeling sick? Do we really need a command for take your vitamins? Do we need a biblical command in order to do that? I mean, I don't know.
No, and how about we talked about this a little bit beforehand, and I like your point that the Bible expects us to use common sense in taking care of our bodies, right? So there's nothing in the Bible about brushing your teeth.
Right.
Well, does that mean then that it's okay if we don't brush our teeth?
Yeah, I think the issue here is what people call Christian liberty.
Right. Right.
So there are some things that are out of bounds for Christians.
Right.
Committing adultery, murdering people you don't like, stuff like that. But then there's...
Or even murdering people you like.
Or even murdering people
Murder
you like.
Murder is not good.
Murder is out of bounds. But then there's a whole lot of freedom where there's just a lot of things that are in bounds. Like right now, we're wearing collared shirts.
Right.
There's nothing in the Bible about wearing collared shirts, but there's nothing in the Bible about not wearing collared shirts.
Right.
So we're kind of free to do that.
Right.
There's nothing in the Bible about doing a radio program.
But
there's nothing against it either.
Wrong, yeah.
Yeah. God is not a micromanager like that. There are some things that are out of bound that are inconsistent with his holy character. And then there's other things where he's just like, he wants creation to grow. He wanted us to subdue the earth and rule it and develop all these things. And I think science and medicine is part of all that.
Right. And so I would say for Christians, look, if someone has a strong conviction that vaccines are dangerous, well, then they wouldn't want to take it, would they?
Right.
But the reason they're not taking it is not because there's some verse in the Bible that's against vaccines. It's just common sense. You're not going to do something that hurts your body. I mean, there are verses that tell us we should take care of our bodies, that our bodies are the temples of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And that if you go and have sexual relations with a harlot, well, then you're hurting your own body. And by the extension, the application of that principle would be anything we do that hurts our own bodies is not pleasing to God.
Right.
And so you need to examine the evidence, and I think the evidence for vaccines makes sense. In fact, when I was talking to Mark before we started the show, he said the person asking the question is not old enough to have been around when they were doing the polio vaccine.
Right.
I was 5 years old when we did a polio vaccine. That's when they developed it.
Yeah.
We didn't get it as babies. Now, babies, I assume, get the polio vaccine. Do you know if your kids got a polio vaccine when they were little? I guess.
Probably, yeah.
But polio was running rampant when I was a kid.
Right.
And if I hadn't had the vaccine, the chances were good I was going to be paralyzed.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we went to the Santa Anita racetrack and stood in line with all these other kids. And they gave me a shot in the arm, and it made this big ring about the size of a dime on my arm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And lots of us had this because they were giving us this vaccine.
Right.
Well, people didn't have to have the vaccine, but it was wise to get the polio vaccine. And I would say I'm going to get the COVID-19 vaccine, too, because I think unless the evidence comes out that it's not a good thing, I'm going to do it. But I respect Christians who choose not to. That's fine.
Yeah, some people choose not to. You know, okay, this is not part of Bob's question, but I've seen this question asked on Facebook. So let me ask you this. Some people have said it can be a weaker brother issue. Let's say you're in a church and the people are so insistent everyone needs to get these vaccines. Everyone needs to wear the mask. Everyone needs to take super precautions because they're terrified of COVID. And let's say you're not. And let's say I don't want to get the vaccine and I don't want to wear a mask. Should you go ahead and get the vaccine and wear a mask for the sake of your weaker brother or sister there in that case?
What yes, I think so. And I do. I mean, I wouldn't get a vaccine for the weaker brother because how are they going to know I got the vaccine? But I wear a mask because other people get offended if I don't, and I don't want to offend them. And
right.
So I'll wear a mask even though I think a mask is actually detrimental.
Right.
I don't think it helps me. I think it hurts me. But I'm only wearing it when I go into the health club, when I go to Walmart,
right.
when I come into this building, because
right.
our building has now said they want everybody to wear a mask into the building. And when you're going out of the building,
right,
you wear
right,
a mask.
Right.
And so, you know, all of us, when we come in, we're wearing a mask. And if we're ever within a short distance, we're wearing masks.
And people have to understand there's nobody in our building.
No.
There's usually no one between our office and the exit, but we just kind of wear it because, well, I always feel very stupid.
Well, but
who,
again,
am I protect? There's no one to protect.
But
there's
like
no
you
here.
Say, it's a weaker brother issue.
But
I don't want to offend anybody,
right.
believer or unbeliever.
Right.
And so, yeah, I view it that way. Now, they may look at me as the weaker brother and go, he doesn't think he needs a mask.
Well, see, that's what I was thinking. Who is the weaker brother
right.
there? I'm not quite sure. Let's say your church said, okay, well, we want proof. We want to see your immunization booklet to show that you got your COVID-19 vaccine. Would you get it then?
Well, I'm going to get it anyway, so sure.
Right, right, yeah. So,
but
yeah.
like Mark just asked me, are we going to offer masks at our national conference? And I said, yeah, go ahead and buy a bunch
of
them.
Yeah, we're like, okay.
Why not?
Sure.
I mean, if people are going to feel better about it, we'll have boxes of masks out there and people can get it. And we'll bring hand sanitizers. I personally think our immune systems are able to fight these things off and we'd be better off not doing the masks. I do use hand sanitizers or wash my hands a lot. I think that's fine, but I've never used masks in my life and I've been around the flu for 68 years.
Right.
I've had the flu a number of times and, you know, I've survived. Now, someday I may die of the flu or I may die of COVID-19. If so,
right.
I'm going to look at it as a sovereignty of God. I'm not going to look at it like, you know what? I should have had masks on while I was sleeping, 24/7. No,
right.
I don't think that's profitable. But anyway, I agree with you on the weaker brother issue. I'm going to avoid offending, and I hope what I'm saying here is not offending someone who thinks we really absolutely need to wear masks to protect everybody.
Yeah, another related thing. One person said, and I forget their name, so I can't give them an attribution, but they said, you know, this is really a submission to your elders issue, too. If the elders in your church come up with a policy to say, yes, everyone's going to get the vaccine or everyone has to wear a mask, as a Christian, you should be submitting to those in authority. And so you should submit to those things on that basis, too. So it's not just a weaker brother consideration, but maybe it's a submission to elders consideration, too.
Well, I think there is that. However, when it comes to the point of actually taking a shot, it's one thing to wear a mask, unless you're convinced the mask is horribly detrimental, submitting to that is not a big deal. But if you really thought that having the vaccine could easily lead to you becoming blind or deaf or kill you,
right.
then I think that would be an issue where you need to go to the elders and go, I'm not comfortable with this.
And then maybe the elders need to defer to you as
right.
your brother?
I think they would. Otherwise, I'd have to say, well, I think I need to leave the church over this then.
Right, right.
Because I'm not comfortable, unless you're willing to say I get an exception because I'm a conscientious objector here.
Well, that raises another question. So how does this fit into terms of church discipline? Most churches don't exercise church discipline. They
right.
should. But this could be a fellowship-breaking issue, or should it be?
I don't think it should. I just don't see this as a big issue. Like, our church hasn't even started up again, and when we do, everybody's going to be expected to wear masks. Okay, I'll wear a mask. Right. I don't like masks.
Right.
But I'll wear a mask. I was on a 2-hour flight to Tampa and a 2-hour flight back, and I wore a mask all those 4 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I survived. It was fine. I'll do that, and I'll use hand sanitizers, and I'll stay 6 feet away from people, and I'll do whatever the elders of the local church want me to do. That's all fine and good. I don't think we need that. I'd be happy with shaking hands with people and everything else, but I'm not going to do that because I know people would freak out.
Well, so when it comes to, like, masks, we started off with what we thought was a fairly silly question a little bit, but now it's kind of turned into a, you know, there's a lot of elements to there. There's the common sense element.
Right.
There's the Christian liberty element. There's the weaker brother consideration. There's
church
the submission,
leadership.
Submission
yeah.
to elders consideration. There's the church discipline consideration. So there's a lot of different principles that can come into play in this question.
Well, I agree. And I think the main thing with people, the only area where I would see church discipline coming in is if the elder said, we're going to require everyone to wear masks, and someone said, I am absolutely refusing to wear masks, and they threw a fit. I think such a person should be put under church discipline.
Right.
They're being asked to do something quite reasonable, and they're acting unreasonably. Have you seen some of these videos where people have started throwing things in stores? They've started screaming at people because they don't think we should wear masks? I mean, I'm sympathetic from the standpoint I don't think we should be wearing masks either. But on the other hand, I feel like this is a mark of the fact that the person has lost it.
Mm-hmm.
Their maturity has torn at this
basically
point.
Spiritually mature people shouldn't be throwing fits in Costco.
I don't think so. And if I ever get there, Sean, have them give me some kind of shot. I don't. That would be dishonoring to Christ, it seems to me, if I'm throwing a temper tantrum over having to wear masks. I mean, you know, I don't think people should be fired over that if they raise their voice or something. That's happening a lot. But I do think it shows poor judgment.
Well, thank you, Bob, for your question. Your deceptively kind of simple question turned out to be quite complicated. Maybe you have a simple question that you've been thinking about and you'd like our opinion on about the Bible or theology or Christian conduct. Well, you know where to reach us, radio@faithalone.org. See you next time.
Thank you guys for that great discussion. Our goal is to teach Scripture clearly and without confusion. One of the best tools for gaining that clarity, we believe, is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have all kinds of materials that are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. Please come visit us at faithalone.org. You'll be glad you did. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's why we think our financial partners are the happiest people of all. If you'd like to learn how to become a financial partner with Grace in Focus, we would very much appreciate it. You can learn more at faithalone.org. It's really exciting to hear from our listeners. So if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, I hope you'll reach out to us. Best way to do that is through email. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, here we are at another Friday. We've got a weekend ahead of us, and we look forward to being back with you on Monday. I'm Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep Grace in Focus. Thank you.